Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello.
Hello. Can you see us? Can you see
Hello,
us?
Hello, hello,
hello. Hello,
hello. Yeah, YouTube's already saying that it's not receiving enough data, so.
You know, it's always
yeah,
something.
Yeah, something's going on my, I'm watching the stream and it said like something went wrong.
Oh boy.
What the fuck?
There it goes.
Is it working?
I don't know, dude.
Can you hear us, everybody? Yeah. Can you hear what we're talking about?
Dang, dude.
Huh.
You know, it's fucking YouTube. This stuff is just, I don't know what the fuck is going on. The world's, it's fucking
glitchy.
China.
It's just it sucks juice, dude. YouTube is demanding.
China. That's what it is. It's China.
It's China. Wow. China's infiltrating everything.
Oh my God.
Did you hear, speaking of China? Oh boy. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can hear you.
Nope. You guys good?
Yes.
Yes. We can hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
Speaking of China.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's on a delay, dude. So I'm like,
are we,
Did you hear that Trump like flip-flopped on the whole TikTok thing?
No.
So he doesn't want to ban TikTok now.
Really?
And it's kind of a weird thing. Yeah, like the whole Steven Crowder show was on it. Like basically that was a main topic on the Crowder show today. And how Vivek, when Trump wanted to ban it, Vivek was like, yeah, I totally agree. We should ban it. It's like a security issue. It's all this blah, 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 blah. And then now Vivek like flip-flopped as well with Trump, and they both they're like, yeah, I think we shouldn't ban it. You know, it's a good decision. It's just like a First Amendment issue, you know, blah, blah, blah.
But weren't they all worried about, like, they were worried about China stealing shit and like infiltrating the country through TikTok.
Yeah. It's like a Fourth Amendment thing. And it was funny listening to the Crowder show talk about how, well, you have this company that's stealing all of our data and they're infiltrating our Fourth Amendment rights. And like, it's like, you know, they can take our data and just do anything they want with it. I'm like, oh, well, doesn't the CIA already do that? Or the FBI? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
Other apps are doing that right now. You know, like Elon Musk is doing that with Twitter too. So I don't
know. Yeah, dude. Yeah. I don't know. Cause like, are you saying something that they're working together? Like maybe he is the VP because they both switched. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it would make sense for Vivek to come in as a VP because he's like an ex-pharmaceutical CEO. You know what I mean? He kind of has ties. I think Trump's all up in that pharma money now.
You think?
I do. I think so.
That's
just me.
Yeah. Yeah. We're glitching like really heavily. So I see everybody commenting and stuff, you know.
Glitch my American.
Yeah, that's a new name. dude, yeah.
Dude, you might have to kill the live stream and just like load it up later. I don't know.
Yeah, we might have to. Because it's not fun for you guys to watch every 30 seconds glitch.
No, but yeah. I mean, in full disclosure, this is kind of what we were talking about before we went live here.
So. Yeah, that's what we were delayed. And so
like,
yeah. I don't know. We'll have to figure that out because we're gonna hardwire starting the next time, right? We're gonna hardwire it in.
I mean, I could do it now.
Okay. Well, let's restart the feed. How about that? Like, you want to try to fix it real quick, or just
well, I'll just You guys talk. I'll run.
Okay, sounds good. Did you watch the?
Oh yeah.
What?
Midstream Fixer.
Oh, he's gonna do it right now.
I like that. He's gonna run the fucking pipe, dude. He's the pipe man.
Hey,
he's gonna lay some pipe.
You got to do this shit on the fly, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know why it does this stuff, man. I really don't. I know Zoom's problematic, and but fucking YouTube, man. Like, we're on, everything's good, and then you go to YouTube, and it's like an immediate issue. But you know, it is what it is. But anyways,
it's running multiple like scenarios. You have like a lot of different systems. You got OBS, you got Zoom, you got YouTube.
Yeah.
I have a prompt just came up on my computer. It says, pardon my Americans, network bandwidth is low.
Oh, that's great.
So, I mean, it's telling me something's going on here.
Well, he's going to run the wire. We'll see if we can get it fixed. If not, we can just record and then put it up for you guys, obviously, right after the show.
Well, going back to TikTok, Dave, because I know you're a heavy TikTok user.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, you watch a lot of TikTok. I do. What do you think about if they did ban it? Would you be sad?
I'd be upset about it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like, listen, when I've talked about this before, like, are there inappropriate things? First of all, I think that there should be an age restriction. Okay. And I think, was it DeSantis or Florida, or I think it was, where he made certain social, or somebody was trying to push for social media, like, you know, 16 and older, you know what I'm saying? Or something like that. You have to have parent consent.
Oh, okay.
And so I would agree with that more. Right. Like, I don't think children, like, my daughter's 11. I don't think she has any business strolling through TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's too much stuff on there. You can get down a rabbit hole and it's not good. So, like, I think it's a good thing that they get parents to help.
Have you ever, like, have you ever had those weird videos where it's like a still frame of just like, you could see the naked woman in the background. Like, it's clearly like a porno, like, video.
Yeah.
And you hear like this, it's just like, it has zero views, zero likes, but like every now and then they'll just try to pop that into your feed. And then you're just like, oh shit, get out of here. Quick.
Yeah. You got to watch.
You don't want
shit.
The algorithm thinking like you're a perv or something.
Yeah, dude. Well, and you're sitting there and your wife's next to you or your work partner. Right. And then all of a sudden you get moaning going on. So,
oh yeah.
No, listen, I think,
you definitely don't scroll through TikTok while you're work.
No. So, to your thing, like the whole like libertarian aspect of everything, like I should have the choice to get on TikTok if I want to. You know what I'm saying? Because in my opinion, when they say that there's a high risk of data, having data stolen, right? Like that's everything, man. Like you go to the ATM machine, you go to like put your credit card in, it's all the same. Like your chances of getting your data stolen. I've had my account, you know, multiple times where I've had to shut my card down because somebody stole my information. You know what I'm saying? So TikTok's not the only one that does that shit. You know what I mean? But there's value to TikTok. There is value to TikTok.
Dude, there's a lot of information that I can get on TikTok that I can't get anywhere else.
I agree with you.
You could say that about X, but just X is kind of clunky still. Like, it's not as user-friendly as TikTok, dude. And it's not all video. Like, I like video. I like, when I see something and I hear it, I retain it a lot better than if I read it.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you. But like, and you said it best. There's things that I run across on TikTok that I would not see anywhere else. Like anywhere else. And like, whether that's paranormal shit, UFO stuff, conspiracy stuff that I think is interesting. Like for some reason, TikTok lets that stuff go. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen a lot of shit bashing China on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? So maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I think there's a part of me that feels like they want to ban it because it's so open. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not because they're trying as a threat.
I don't know if it's as open as it is now. I mean, come the new year, they wiped their hashtags. I don't know if you've noticed that.
No.
But if you try to post anything and you stick in a hashtag, you know what I mean, to like get the spread of the hashtag, usually you'd have like millions, possibly even billions on certain hashtags. They all just went back to zero. So they deleted a lot because they were saying that they had to wipe their hashtags, or at least the views associated with certain hashtags, because of the Israel-Palestine conflict misinformation.
And I'm what? I'm on TikTok probably more than either of you combined, right? Like, I'm just on there a lot. That's my preferred platform. If I'm at work on break or if I'm doing something, that's where I'm at generally. And like, I still see things about Ukraine. I still things about China, you know, Russia. Like, it's not all one-sided shit. I'm seeing like pro China stuff. I'm seeing pro Ukraine stuff. I'm seeing pro Russia stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's, it's not just sending me over to like, oh, Ukraine's great and Russia's bad. You know what I mean? So whether that's my algorithm or not, like, even if they're wiping the hashtags, like, what did that really do?
It limits reach. Yeah. It definitely limits reach, because I post to TikTok quite a bit, and I mean, my reach has gone way down. I'm actually going to open up a different account because
Chris is buzzed like, right in my face, yeah, man. He's over here plugging stuff in, putting the old ass.
What's
in
that
the
smell
face.
Like?
It smells like man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Man crack.
God. Hell yeah. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, I just got off work before he got here. I literally like strolled in at like, what, 8:50 fucking 9. So it just sucks. That's the one thing that sucks about working late. You know what I'm saying? It's like these little things that we could correct in time. Ooh, look at this. Your internet connection is unstable. That's what it says right now.
Did he just plug that in?
He just plugged it in.
So you're going to have some transfer over. You might have there might be a little delay here.
Oh.
Cuz you cut out pretty bad. Just
yeah, it just glitched. It'll hopefully work itself out here soon. Did you plug it in?
Yeah.
Are we showing any new data?
Plug and chug. You know what? Hey, might not work. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it is what it is.
Hey, you're back to full screen. I can see you.
Can you?
A blurred. I like this. This is like old school TV. You know, when you see like a glitched line, and sometimes I see you, sometimes I don't. I'm like, whoa.
It's the one thing like with the live.
I saw a
shit.
Booby.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what sucks about live. It's just like, that's why some people just don't fucking do it. You know what I mean? Like, because it's, you never know. You never know what you're going to get. Live is like a box of chocolate. You know what I'm saying? You never know. What you're gonna get?
Live it up, right back.
The TikTok thing. You were saying that Trump is reversing his role on TikTok, and that's what
Crowder was saying. Yeah, like he.
Yeah, but are they
Trump
mad
no
about
longer
that?
Wants,
or are they happy?
So
about
yeah,
that?
Like the Crowder show, like just fucking hates TikTok. They think it's like a security issue. They think that, you know, it needs to be banned immediately. And I'm like, dude, slow your roll, bro. Like all these social media companies, even Rumble, I bet you. Are taking your data, selling it to advertisers. They're doing God knows what with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Every
single
social
media. I mean, Twitter
is
taking like your thumbprint data, all your facial recognition, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you allowing Twitter to do with it? You know, just because Elon Musk bought Twitter, like you're okay with this? Stream's a lot better, by the way.
Is it better?
Yeah, on my end.
Okay. Ban says full on frozen. But see, I don't know if it's delayed. You
that's
know,
probably that's the, delayed. That's delayed, dude. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. So it should be getting better, hopefully soon. But I don't understand I haven't watched Loud Earth Crowder in literally months, dude. Like, I actually don't think I've watched an episode since we moved to Houston, if you want my
opinion. To be real, I haven't either. This was the first one that I listened to, and Steven Crowder wasn't even on the show. It was Gerald. He was running the show.
Oh, interesting.
So, I mean, I'm not a big fan of their show, to be honest with you. Like, it's just, like, too much giggling. Like,
I don't mind that. I don't mind
like,
that.
Everybody giggles, but it's, like, constant, dude. I'm like, dude, just, like, have a conversation.
Everybody has a different way of doing it, and I'm cool with it. Like, he has his little niche in the political platform, and he does, like, the skits and shit, and it's funny.
Yeah.
It's fine. Fucking great. It's fine. But I'm just saying, like, since the whole like wife thing, remember that when that went down where like there was that video footage of him yelling at his wife and shit and people were
I haven't
watched him since then. So anyways, how are we looking, Chris? Anything new? You got any information?
I mean, there's two people watching now, so I imagine they just left.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Probably.
Well,
Chris,
seriously. I mean, as long as it's still recording, we got the record.
It's cool, man. It's cool. I mean, if they are not here, they're not here. Sorry for that. Anyways, you can hear me all right, Greg? You're good?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, cool. Yeah, looks
man.
Great.
Cool. Listen, I don't want to, TikTok is not, I don't really look at that as a bad thing. Trump can change his mind. Maybe he realizes that platform is useful to him as well. You know what I'm saying? I think what's interesting is you said Vivek also changed his mind, and there is all the rumors about who's the VP. It is interesting that I think that he changed his mind simultaneously when Trump changes his mind. That seems like coordinated. So I'm wondering if that's not at least one step in the direction of maybe Vivek is the VP pick. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think the VP, do you think he's going to declare that soon?
Yeah, I think he'll declare soon. Absolutely.
Because I think it's still calling July.
You think July?
Mm-hmm. That's when he did Pence. I think he's going to do it again. He's going to wait.
Well, there's the question would be, there's no reason to really go right now. You know, his numbers are pretty solid. And obviously Nikki Haley dropped out. You know what I'm saying? So she's done.
Yeah, kind of dropped out. Well, see. Yeah, she didn't really secede, but she's
out of the race. I mean, as far as for Trump, you know, that comp. So what I'm saying is, if she was to stick around and kind of linger on, then that might be a good time for him to actually announce a VP just to get her out. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's a good VP pick, a lot of those people would probably be like, ah, fuck Nikki Haley. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if Vivek is the right one. I don't. I think it's good. He has some good qualities. I think he's young. He's good with the younger generation, but I don't know, man.
As far as like the right one, what do you think is the right one? Like, what would be the right one to you?
I just don't
because
know.
Because here's what I've heard, right? So I've heard people say Vivek is younger. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like spitting out the same things that Trump is talking about, but he's a newcomer. Like, he's been in this for not too long, right?
Yes.
And he was kind of like against Trump. Like, he was against Trump in his book that he just wrote like in 2022, 2023. So like, he wasn't that, like, not that long ago, he had completely different views. And then here he is again, flip-flopping on this whole TikTok view just because Trump did, or like,
yeah, but here's the thing. Listen,
that's what Steven Crowder wanted to have them on the show to kind of like clear up what's going on.
One thing we have to do though is we have to, like, listen, I think this is common where you like, and I've heard you say it a couple times, where like, well, he's flip-flopped or he's changed his position rather recently. You know what I'm saying? Not just with Vivek, with other people. The political game is like fucking sports. Okay. And you know this very well. Like, you used to watch UFC and shit. There's two men who can literally talk so much shit to each other. You're a fucking pussy. Your dad's a fucking pussy. Blah, 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 blah. And then they beat the shit out of each other. Okay. Literally beat the shit out of each other. Then they hug and they say, hey, he's a great competitor, man. He's awesome, dude. Like, that is politics. And we saw that with fucking.
It is. I mean, politics has a lot more sway than two drunk sports fans.
No, I mean? I know, but that's not my point. When he's in competition with Trump. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to, I think even years ago, I think his goal is to get into politics, right? He's young. He's vivacious. You know what I'm saying? He's vivacious Vivek. You know what I mean? He's there.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? He wants to be in politics. And I think he was trying to get his footing. I think most people do, right? Trump was trying to get his footing and he went through and he bashed everybody. You know what I'm saying? He had names for everybody. He was fucking ripping them up and down. And then afterwards, he's like, hey, let's work together, man. Come on. It's fucking politics. It's campaigning. And so I don't personally hold that stuff to Vivek. Like, he was trying to get his feet gun. He lost. Like, let's be real. He wasn't going to beat Trump. And I think that I don't see that as a negative thing, man. I think him, like, Ted Cruz.
So when it comes to newcomers in politics, like, I can see it both ways. I can see, like, there's a lot of Democrats and a lot of people who had that left-leaning idea. Like, they have changed their mind completely. And you know, I've seen videos of people, just random people being like, dude, I had no idea. Like, I found out the news was lying about this and this about Trump. Like, I'm completely just swayed. And now I'm voting for Trump. You know, people just randomly saying that.
Yes.
So I get that is a definite thing. But when it comes to like people introducing themselves into politics, it's just like social media or like entertainers. It's like, how do you get so big so fast? And where did you come from? Like, who is backing you? Like, what is your agenda? That's the thing that I wonder.
I would argue, though, that like that might be a good argument like 15 years ago or 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, when social media wasn't as prevalent, because Vivek, I mean, if you really look at his thing, he was going on tons of shows. He was doing tons of podcasts. He was making clips. And same thing with Trump, right? Trump was using Twitter rapidly when he was running for his campaign in 2006. No president was doing like what he was doing. And so when people are like, how did he grow so many people? He was constantly on social media.
He was constantly talking to people.
I think it's easier to grow like very, very easily. Like now, like quickly, you could do it faster.
I'm
now
saying with Vivek,
social media,
you're saying, how does he get so large? He was doing all these small campuses. He was doing all these podcast interviews. He was meeting the right people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that shocking that he got like exceptionally big, you know, at least
Yeah, I think he's a good salesman. I think he says the right things. He's very smooth. You know what I mean?
But that's politics, man. I mean, you know what I mean?
That's why I think he's doing well. Because he was like a former CEO. You got to think about it.
I know, listen, you know, let me ask you this, just for the sake of argument, okay? We sit here, and especially you two, like, you guys applaud the fact that people are opening their eyes, that they're more aware of the fucking shenanigans in politics, right? And then we say that, oh, this one guy just somehow, you know, put the
sheep. I applaud it to a point. Well, I think that people get lost in their loyalty. I think that there's too much trust in one side. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like those who think that Trump is coming to save them and do all this other stuff, like, Trump could do no wrong. I think that that's a bad way to look at it. You know what I mean? There's too many people that are like that.
I'm not sure that, like, I don't personally know anybody that thinks Trump can do no wrong. You know what I'm saying? I think most people feel like Trump is more innocent than what the news will tell you he is. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I think most people understand that he's imperfect. Like, if you ask people's quality, like, he's imperfect, and people love that he is imperfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, the do no wrong thing. Listen, if he murders somebody, I know he said that thing we talked about before.
Oh, yeah.
I could kill somebody in the street right now. But, like, the truth is if you did that, they wouldn't support you. You know what I mean? Like, that is true. Like, I know it's a joke and, like, wow, people love him that much. They do. But in reality, like, that's not real, dude. That's not real.
I mean, there's the jib jab stuff, and people are still supporting him after that. You know, I mean, because, like, the argument is that, you know, the jib jab did kind of injure some stuff.
Yeah, right? But the argument behind that, not that this is an argument for he can do no wrong, but it's an argument for he didn't make anybody take that. He opened the door so something can be created quickly to help the situation we are in, but he didn't make anybody take it.
Yeah, but
he didn't force, he didn't mandate, he didn't say, he actually offered other options, and then they censored him for it.
He could have still, like just said, like, hey, dude, like, this is what we got. You guys got to decide what to do. But he's, like, full force. He even just came out, like, he just got heat for it again because he did his live stream, like, retort of Joe Biden's freaking State of the Union.
Oh, yeah.
And he was sending out truths in lifetime, right? And he put one out about the vaccine and all this stuff and, like, how it was, like, saved so many lives. And, you know, he was basically getting on Biden for taking credit for his vaccine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so a lot of supporters I do were agree. Like, dude, what are we doing?
I do agree that he should stop saying it saved so many lives.
He does that a lot.
He does that.
And he doesn't, he doesn't come out about the injuries at all. Like, he doesn't acknowledge it. Like, that's a big deal, dude.
I know, but
a big deal.
I think for us to talk about, like, so when we've talked about in the past, like, right, you're looking at, and a lot of it is, there are some reports, there's some people talking about the injuries, okay? And I think we all are aware that it's more than likely definitely injuries coming from this, like, right?
Yeah.
We agree. And you see sports, you see people fainting, having heart attacks.
Higher cancer rates.
Well, there's just now, like, actual studies that are coming out that are proving that.
Just now, like, just they're now, starting to happen. But my point, what I'm saying is, as the president compared to, like, our position, like, I don't think that would be a wise decision for him at this moment to come out with stuff that hasn't actually been proven yet. You know what I'm saying? But to go against that, he should just quit talking about it as, like, this triumphant thing. It was not. I understand where you're coming from, Chris. I do. But, like, he never mandated shit. But he has come out and said multiple times that it saved lives and that without it, we would have probably, you know. And it's like, bro, I mean, you could just say, like, hey, we did the best we could. And I
wasn't rolled out to the public until he was out of office. So, I mean, he didn't even have the chance to mandate it. It was offered to healthcare workers and the sickly, the older people, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't ever out to the public until, like, April of 2021.
I understand that. I know. But, like, do you think he would have? Because I don't think he would have. There was nothing. In my opinion, there was nothing to indicate that because he didn't even mandate that, like, social workers or police officers have it. You know what I'm saying? And those were, again, that was like, it was the states. He left it up to the states for better or worse. You know what I'm saying? Because he would have known by leaving it up to the states that California and Colorado and Washington, Oregon, they're going to fucking run with this fucking thing. He could see the writing on the wall. You know what I mean? But at the same time, like, that's what they should do. Like, the states should have the choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you hire these representatives to. And yeah, I'm just saying, like, what is he supposed to? I don't know. I just don't know what was supposed to happen. Hindsight's 2020. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he was lied to. He was lied to about the military. He was lied to about how many troops were in certain places. Like, maybe they told him, like, we tested this. It's good.
If he was offering, like, another solution, like an alternative, and he was getting, like, shot down for it, there were other alternatives and other people that he could have brought in to argue it a lot better than he could have. You know what I mean? Like, better representatives of HCQ or the Ivermectin. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of people who know that shit like the back of their fucking hand, and he could have had them up there being like, Dr. Fauci, excuse me. So why are we having to come out with this jib jab if we have already treatments for this, right? Because that's what the whole EA, like the emergency use authorization, was about, mm-hmm. right? It's about you can't use this jib jab if there is an alternative.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like disagree with you, man. I really don't. I just think that, like, now that we're like out of the water, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you remember, that was a chaotic time, like very chaotic, like shit was changing all the time. There was people getting banned. There was fucking, it was just chaos, bro. Businesses fucking, you know, shutting their doors. And like, so hindsight, I just keep thinking, like, in hindsight, we could always say, like, man, you could have done that better, bro. But like, Trump was not only dealing with this, but he was dealing with fucking, you know, not indictments, but he was dealing with the fucking impeachments. Like, there was a lot going on. Like, if you really remember,
the impeachments ended and then the big C happened. Remember, there was like the Indiana Jones meme.
I understand that. But I'm saying, like, to act like Trump wasn't still being attacked after that, right? Like, everything the man did,
everything he did was like, he's still getting attacked. That's going to happen. I think he knows that.
I know. But I'm just saying, like, I'm at the point where, like, we didn't get the shot. Okay. Like, Trump didn't convince us to go get a shot. And everybody I know didn't go get a shot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I know a lot of people that did, but
I know people that did. My dad did. My mom did. You know, like,
my wife.
Well, Trump says that he did.
Trump did.
He said that he got the freaking boost too. He's got like, everybody go get the boost.
He got that clear shit. You know what I'm saying? He got that fucking,
you know what I mean?
Got that fake saline. No, listen, man, I'm just saying, like, it is what it is. You took it or you didn't, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is.
Yeah. I don't know, like, man. That's like a big deal to me. I know it might not be a big deal to you guys or like a lot of people out there, but like, to me, it's one of those things that I don't know if I can get over that.
Get over what?
The fact that he made you take a shot.
Pushing it. Yeah. He could have had like other, like, just powerful people up there talking about the truth about like what to do and like alternatives. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to have this conversation right now because of the censorship, and I don't want to say the wrong thing, but it's just like, I feel like he's still at it. You know, he's still endorsing this product that's not good, and everybody knows it's not, doesn't do what it says it's going to do. I don't know. I don't know if I can put my full trust in the man.
I don't look at it as him saying claiming he saved a bunch of lives is endorsing people telling people they should go take it still.
I think that he's putting his name on it, saying I saved hundreds of millions of lives. And, you know, like, Biden's trying to take credit for it. Like, I feel like he's getting jealous. You know, he's saying like, hey, don't try to take credit for my freaking thing. This is me. Like, I did this. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
I mean,
he quoted Biden and all this stuff, and everybody's like, he's quoting Biden, and if he didn't do this, then we would have had a lockdown. I'm like, dude, I don't know if we would have had a lockdown. Like,
oh, dude.
We did have a lockdown.
No, but for 5 to 10 years. That's the argument, right?
Well, people, yeah, that, like, was the argument. They said if this thing didn't become available, we would have been locked down for years.
Yeah, and like, both, like, right away, we will never know because we never went down that road, right? Yeah. So, like, we don't know.
No.
Like, we don't know whether or not it would have happened, but we can look at what was happening right before the jab came out, right?
Yeah.
And you had people rioting. You had churches reopening. Remember, like, the Jewish church? He was, like, had that gated chains, like, the chains all over that gate. They broke through the gate.
Yeah.
Like, you had uprisings, and you had people backing them. And you had these stories going on, independent broadcasters, independent podcasts, spreading their stories about how the government is, like, putting hundreds of thousands of dollars of fines on their business. Yeah. They're just trying to stay open. I mean, Stuffy's here in town, bro. One of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, there was that one restaurant a little ways up north from you.
Yeah, they shut down.
Yeah.
And did they end up shutting down?
I think so. Yeah.
To me, it's the ash experiment. Like, totally. It's like when you have one person do it, it's like, oh boy, I don't know if I want to do this. But when another stands up, it's like strength in numbers, dude. It gives people hope and inspiration. And I feel like that movement was sparking right before the jib jab came out. And I was like, I feel like that would have taken hold because that's all we have. We have the data right before the jib jab came out. That's all we can like base this whole thing off of. It's like, what would have happened? Because it never happened. We don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel like looking at what was happening, there was a lot of inspiration to push back.
I
feel like the jab, it didn't prevent a lockdown. It prevented the revolt.
I don't see that. I just don't see that same thing. Like, I definitely agree with you that it was an awakening thing for a lot of people, right? Not more in the aspect of like how crazy the government can be. You know what I'm saying? Like how far they can push the buttons and the boundaries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's what I thought was awakening to me. Because we've seen examples of the government overreach before in smaller aspects. Yeah. But this was the first time that it was like world, actually. I mean, national, you know, major thing here. But like, yeah, listen, I don't know that I agree that like that would have eventually swayed enough to like push back. Like, I don't know who you're around. But like when I was in downtown Portland, that was not the case. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I know. But I'm not.
What do you mean?
You didn't have a bunch of people in downtown Portland pushing back. Like you had people in Michigan. You had all these other different states pushing back, right?
You had the same people that would push back any other way. That's what I'm trying to say. Like if you were a Democrat, you weren't really pushing back. And I know you can give a couple examples of prominent Democrats who might have pushed against this, right? But like when you look at the divide.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Between like left and right was exactly the same. Like the left was absolutely pushing this. The left was absolutely all about masks, all about fucking 6-foot distance.
Well, yeah. And right before that, it was like all the George Floyd bullshit.
I know
the whole country was divided over that too.
I'm just saying like, but I don't see the spark.
I think
that
there would
about.
Have been a civil war. Like, I feel like it would have got, that's why I'm saying like it prevented the revolt. Like the revolt is war, like civil war would have happened. So maybe he did save us from civil war. Who the hell knows?
I mean, again, you're right that it's like we can't like assume that that's what would have happened. We talked about that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We talked about that. But like, I just think, listen.
Because like, imagine like if you were locked down for 5 years, dude. Like this was barely going on a year and people were already getting to that point.
Well, I mean, what? You know what I mean? 2 years. I mean, it was like 2 years of where we had significant like reductions in what we could do.
Yeah.
Well, it was. It was 2000. It was 2020. That was the whole year was locked down. And then like coming out of that, it was like
about,
slowly
it was about a year and
go
half.
Back to work.
It was more, what I'm saying, I'm not saying it was as strong, but listen, like, you were still fucking wearing masks on a plane, bro. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah, not even that long ago, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying it was as bad as
people are still wearing them.
They are.
I seen somebody wearing a mask walking around town.
I'm talking about the lockdown, dude.
I understand.
Because, like, the lockdown itself was about a year.
Sure.
And you're saying that that would have, like, people would have held on to that for 5 to 10 years? There's no way.
Dude, I don't, listen, I'm just saying, like, when you have business owners that I spoke to in person saying, like, hey, man, it's, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Like, these are people that literally shut their doors. And they were saying to me, like, if that's what I have to do in order to, like, have people not die. That's in,
like, the liberal, like,
dude, I know, but
county of the world, dude.
You, I know, but listen, bro. You, what you're saying is, like, yes, Portland is a liberal, like, hotspot, but that is no different than fucking any of these major cities. Austin had people doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, major cities are cesspools, and they were all saying the same thing. You know what I mean? That's why the governor had to come through and say, if you're going to fucking do this, we're going to fucking fine you, or we're going to take away your shit. Like,
dude, I feel like it would have turned to another trucker. Like, the first trucker protest would have been in the United States if we would have stayed locked down. You had Canada have that trucker lockdown the trucker protest because they were still locked down.
Yeah, but what
and
did that
look
do?
Look at Australia. I mean, they couldn't push back because they didn't have any guns.
I get you, but what happened with the truckers? You know, like that whole thing, and it was a great images, great videos of people being patriotic and shit. But what, I mean, at the end of the day, what did it really do, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, what did it really do?
I don't know. I didn't really follow Canadian politics.
I'm just saying, I don't know that any of this stuff. I think the government's running its course, and like we can have our little flare ups and we can have our moments. But at the end of the day, they got so much power. You know what I'm saying? Like there's numbers. I agree with you. We have numbers. But like, look what happened with January 6th, right? We finally get some numbers together. And then they played it out like it was this fucking mass casualty event. You know what I'm saying? Like it was the fucking end all.
Yeah, well, that's because it was organized from within.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. I agree. I just like, I don't know with the whole, to go back with the Trump thing. Like, I don't think Trump's perfect. I think there's many things that like he annoy me. I was actually months and months ago when we were still in Austin, I was the one telling you guys, like, I don't know if the guy's got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know if he could win the fucking election going forward because like his numbers were down. People were like turned off by a lot of the shit that was going on. But like,
yeah,
I'm not going to also like let that particular thing, like Trump would make a difference in government right now. That's my opinion. If he took over office and became president again, would it be perfect? No. But will we be a hell of a lot better off than Biden? Absolutely, bro. And I don't see anybody right now that I could say the same about. I don't. So, I mean, I'm going to take that flaw and I'm going
to
put my,
I think a lot of people think that way too.
Yeah, but see, to your point,
it is, you know, it does seem like they're making it that way on purpose. Like they're like, yeah, vote for us or you're going to get maybe another lockdown. You're going to get mandatory digital IDs. You're going to get your thumbprint. You're going to have to scan your face.
You think the Republicans are doing that?
No. I'm just saying like it's Trump or this like, 1984, I'm living in a frickin' just nightmare, right?
What do you think would happen if Biden was in office the next 4 years?
We would have a nightmare.
But we would have a world war.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not like crazy that they're pushing that because, it might be exaggerated, but like 4 more years of Biden would be absolutely devastating. Like it would be fucking horrendous because he would die and Kamala's taken over and she's not better, bro. You know what I mean? Like, she's probably worse, to be honest.
What do you mean, David?
I don't think it's crazy. I do think, I do believe, honestly, in my heart of hearts, that, like, if Trump doesn't get this, if it's Trump and Biden, if he doesn't win this, like, there's going to be something crazy is going to have to happen because it's going to go down a really bad path. Like, you want to talk about that Civil War stuff, you know, if you really want to, that's where you're going to see that 2 years after Biden is, you know, the winner again, because people are going to, they're not going to be able to afford anything.
Yeah, no, I get that Trump is a nice fix immediately. I agree. Like, if you want somebody right now to fix the problem, get Trump in there.
Okay.
What does it look like 3 years into a Trump administration? I don't know.
Glorious.
Well,
what do you mean? I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand how you could go from this is the best chance we got to like no fucking way.
Well, I don't know, because when Trump was first running, the economy, like he admitted that the economy was a big fucking bubble and it was about to pop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when he got in, he cranked that bubble up and he made it even bigger. some say like he inflated the bubble even more than any other president. But that you know, there's a caveat there because a lot of that was COVID spending.
A lot.
You have to look at like the economy is going to fail at some point. Is it going to happen under Trump? And if it does, what is he going to do? Like, what is his solution to that?
I don't think it'll fail under Trump. I don't think it'll fail before then.
So why? Why do you think that?
What do you mean why?
No, why do you think it's going to fail before that?
Because they're already talking about having to do interest rate fucking bullshit to sustain where we are right now, even before the election starts. They're already talking about doing that here in the next few months.
And yeah, they've been doing that.
The more they push that shit, I mean, it's already to a point where like the trend of what the crash looked like in 08, 09, we're already above those fucking numbers.
I don't think we're crashing.
You don't think at all?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I just don't. I like, there's something in me that like, I've been telling you this for a while, man. I've been telling you this for
I know,
while.
But what makes
I just
you...
Because there's something about it that I don't have that feeling like it's actually going to crash. I feel like it's a scare tactic.
Well, nobody had that feeling right before it crashed last time.
Dude, I've been saying it like the money's all fake. This whole thing's fucking fake. This whole thing could end tomorrow if we snapped a finger. Like if everybody could just be like, hey, we don't know shit. Money's fake. It is fake. It is fucking fake. It's a bunch of fake shit.
Okay.
It is fake, but they're using it and they're printing more of it and inflation is real.
If inflation is real. Yes, I understand that. But like there's a weird thing that like when Trump comes in, inflation goes down. Right? Here's a weird one. I was watching,
I don't know if it does.
Hear me out. CNN, I think it was CNN or MSNBC, they put up a graph and they were talking about Joe Biden's inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it was at whatever the fuck it was at. It was 9% or 8% or something. That's what they said, right? And they said, well, you know, like it's at least trending down a little bit, you know, like not much, but it's coming down a little bit. But that graph also showed the previous four presidents. Mm-hmm. And what every single one was Democrat high, Republican low. Democrat high, Obama high inflation. Trump comes in, low inflation. Biden high inflation. You know what I'm saying? Bush low. Okay. So something that the Republicans do in their
policy decisions.
Policies is making that happen. Now you could say there's other things that are going to follow that like, oh, well also Republicans, you know, they tend to whatever maybe the money goes up or our debt goes. I don't know. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying policies are dictating these things. And that's why if Trump is in, I believe that he can look at that shit and they can bring that shit down. I just believe that they can.
Yeah, but they can't make it go away.
Go away.
Yeah.
Like,
go away.
When does it go away? Like it never has gone away.
Like, we never used to have this kind of inflation.
9%.
So like the inflation will never go away.
No, it's never going to go
away. But it's like, how do you switch? Cause like I just saw Banielson like bring back the gold standard. How do you switch that back to the gold standard? What does that look like? I feel like you need an expert to kind of walk through that.
We're fucking dummies, I think, when it comes to
that.
Yeah,
that's.
And me and Chris.
I know there's a way to do that because they got away from it, obviously. Mm-hmm. So there is a way to go back. I just don't know the ins and outs of that.
Me and Chris have gone hours.
You have to look at the petrodollar.
Me and Chris have gone rounds, like after the show, just bullshit and having drinks, and we just hours.
Yeah.
And like I don't believe it works. I don't believe it works. I don't think that's in my opinion, and I'm a dummy. I don't think it works.
I mean, like I'm open to the idea that it could work. I would just have to understand, like, draw me a picture on how this connects and how we just bring back gold.
Well, so
and I get that there's a limited amount of gold. We can maybe mine it. I heard the Grand Canyon is filled with gold.
Oh, well, I heard there's.
Well, that's probably why we're not allowed to go in certain parts of it.
That's exactly why we're not.
Dude, my question, and maybe somebody can answer this. Listen, man, I would love to hear because I'm open book when it comes to this. I don't know. You don't know, and Greg doesn't know. We don't know, right? But here's my argument that I still
Greg might know.
Maybe
I'm just kidding.
The one thing that I am hung up on. Entirely, and this is a dummy saying this, the one thing I can't get over and why I don't think that is possible is if we go to a gold standard and we base all cash off of gold, right? What do you do with all this extra cash that is not based off of gold? Everybody has money in their banks. Every fucking business has money floating around.
You're talking like countries? Like every country?
No, our country. Just our country, right? If they say, listen, we have to base everything on the gold we actually have. Okay, but we have way more fucking money out there circulating than we have gold.
I don't think so.
We're making it left and right. What do you mean?
The government is making it and spending it. The American people are not.
Dude, I know. I understand that.
I think how much money the American people have, I think that could be,
there's
covered.
There's no difference.
Yes, there is a difference.
I think, Dave, you're saying like if a bank has like $4 million in an account, how does it give that person $4 million of gold? Because like you'd have to come up with the room. Because like right now there's like bank vaults and shit. You know what I mean? Like every number is liquid because it's just a number in a machine and you transfer numbers and it's all digital.
I don't think it would be like that anyways, honestly. It's not like the bank's just going to get the gold. You know what I'm saying? Like, here we go. Everybody gets gold. You know, the point is like if they come out, the reserve comes out and says, listen, let me make up a number so I'm trying, it makes sense, right? Here's $1 million. We have $1 million in gold, okay? $1 million. But there's so much money printed and what the government's spending and what we have is the same fucking money, dude.
It's not the same thing.
What do you mean it's not the same thing?
It's not the same thing.
Is that
the debt the U.S. government has? Is that your debt?
Yes, it is. That's why they come out and they say that each individual in America is in debt $250,000 right now.
So wait, let me get on.
But the United States government is its own corporation.
I know, but it is in debt.
Well, hold on.
You don't think that trickles to us? That's
insane. No. That's why they're taxing us right now.
No. I'm saying if the government just says, okay, well, you think that for one second that they're going to say, we'll just shut the government down. We have no money, but you guys got to keep yours. Never going to happen.
So I saw a video that was talking about the taxpayers' money, the amount of money that we get from taxes that the federal government gets from our taxes would in no way come even close to how much money that they're spending.
Yes.
Because it's like, so how do they get all this extra money? It's because they print it.
Yes.
It's like, okay, well, if they can print it, then why are they collecting it from you?
Yes.
And me?
Yes.
And that's the question is like,
because it's
do
all fake.
They really need to collect taxes to spend money? No, they don't. This is all an optical illusion.
Yeah. If they're in the current system we're using, no, they don't necessarily, they don't really need to tax us because they're just spending money that we don't have anyway.
But so if we go to the gold standard, how does the government run?
How
do we fix the roads? And I know that's like a stupid, like, you know, like
because it isn't really just because then the government spending isn't just based off only taxes. You're based off how much money the country's making on goods, how much money the country's making on selling things to other countries, trading with other countries.
But to Greg's point, let's say like we are spending. Let's say we need to spend this much money, right? Like that, I know we don't, but I'm just saying. Let's say all these programs, Social Security, like
have to be there.
Let's say they have to be there. How do you possibly have the money to do that? You do not. And so to go back, because I want to finish that. If we have $1 million in gold and there is $100 million circulating right now, like how do you go and say, well, $999 million of that is no longer good money? Because that's your money. That's my money in the account. That's my business's money that's in their account. That's what I'm saying.
The simple answer to that is you lose a shitload of money, bro.
Exactly.
I don't think that's not our money.
Wait, Chris.
You have a number in your bank account right now.
Yes.
Whatever they're printing and sending to Ukraine, whatever they're printing and spending on these other fucking programs, that doesn't affect that number in your bank account.
Yes, it does.
No, because if that has to, all that, money, extra money, is not part of what is actually being spent by the American people.
Yes, it is. Because they tell me this. Did they not send over pallets of cash?
Obama did, yes.
Pallets to Iran? Cash.
Okay.
To Iran, yeah.
That money then circulates through. That's printed money, bro. Let's be real. That was printed money. That money
circulates through where?
Goes to Iran. And that
doesn't
money,
circulate here.
Dude, we don't. Money circulating, like American dollars.
Yeah, so now all that money they just got sent?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not circulating within the U.S. That's garbage. Yeah.
You don't think the government buys, like, from American businesses, Boeing? Like, you don't think that there's money that's being transferred? Like,
well, yeah.
A lot of it, Chris.
But a lot of it is just is a loan from the Federal Reserve that we have to pay interest.
What I'm saying is there's nothing, zero, that they print on a dollar that's being printed that is any different than the dollar that you have in your bank right now. Zero difference. Like zero. Yeah. Like some of them have different serial numbers, but there is no difference So, like, they're never going to say, oh, the American people, you're good. Like, we got you covered, but everything else is shutting down. That's never going to happen. It will never happen. And
those dollars that they do send to other countries do get spent as an equivalent. Like, you can go to an exchange.
So, what would happen is...
we'd be fucked.
So, what would happen is, if they were to transfer something else, say we go back to a gold standard or that thing we heard a while back, how they were going to base the currency off energy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Like, that's bullshit. Dude.
Yeah.
But say they did do that, you wouldn't just lose all, like, we get away from the Federal Reserve, we go back to gold standard, all that shit. Yeah, the monetary system does change, but you don't lose the worth. It just gets transferred into another physical asset.
No.
What do you mean no?
No, like cash is
king. So they give you a house or something?
Yeah, I mean,
it's now whatever this dollar bill, the American dollar bill, is now the physical asset that represents what that number is in your account. The dollar bills we have now, that's a Federal Reserve note. That's an IOU.
Yeah, I understand that, but like that shit would be laying in the street burning because
because that would be worth nothing. That's not what we would use. That's not the American dollar. That's a Federal Reserve note. It says it right on the fucking bill.
I know, but...
Now we have American dollars.
Dude.
I think it's more just like the translation. Like, how do you...
I'm not good at... I know.
But I'm just saying, like, all of Americans have, like, a 401k, a pension. They have... Well, not all of them, have this, like, reservoir. How do you give Americans the reservoir that they have earned and saved?
You don't. You know what I mean? They don't. They don't fucking get it. And if you look at any country that has like money strewn across the street because it means nothing, that's exactly what happened. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what happened.
But here's my fear is if you have so many people like that and they don't get their own, they don't get their gold, they don't get whatever the hell is coming, they are going to revolt. They're 100%. Going to go after you.
Dude,
they're going
I know, to go but that's after not me. The point is if it ever got to that, what I fear, like about the whole, like going to gold standard, like that's like a second concern. You know what I'm saying? Like we're already over, you know what I'm saying? It's over at that point. Like there is no coming back from that. If that's why, like the golds, it's too fucking,
then how
deep.
Did they switch away from it? And everything was fine.
They had.
If you want my honest opinion,
but all the people had money in their accounts. All that money just doesn't disappear, and everyone was broke.
I'm not. If you want my honest opinion, I'm not convinced that they ever actually did. That's how I feel.
What do you mean?
I just don't believe it. I just think that like this shit's been going on. People have been making money, printing money, and
it's
doing
documented what? That we're everything was the value of our money was based on gold in the 70s. Yes. And then in the 70s, they got away from it.
The same people that said JFK was just shot by some dude. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that was documented. He was assassinated by some guy. Like, I don't believe that shit.
So
I'm sorry.
Now you're sounding like me.
No, I am. You know, because that's what I'm trying to say is it's like, that's to me in my head, this is just me. I'm looking at it like, I don't, especially with the debt the way it is and everything else, the amount that we're printing. I don't know how much they were printing in the 70s. Okay. I don't know anything about that. Right. But I'm just saying, I don't see how it was possible then. I don't. I just don't see, like, if you go back to gold, and I'm not smart with this, but I don't see that. I don't believe it. If they want to write and say, yeah, we went back to the gold standard, like, okay. And so I'm just going to believe you that you did because I wasn't there. I didn't see all that. Have you ever seen the gold? Have you ever seen our gold reserve? Like, no one's seen that shit. Like, only the top up people have ever seen. We don't have a fucking clue how much gold we have. Not a clue. We could have a whole fucking
mountain
in Colorado.
As general public, yeah, that's true. We don't.
No,
I heard the queen had a lot. Right, the royal family.
Yeah,
I just like I have a hard time with it, man. Like, I just don't see like how you could possibly transition away from it and not absolutely fuck it. And I remember when we were arguing, I said this is gonna kill the lower income people. Like, it would absolutely kill them. Rich, if the dollar devalues so much, like they still have so many millions and millions of dollars that they would still be wealthy in modern.
But
terms.
That's the thing. You're thinking is if we switch to a gold standard, the money would be devalued.
Yeah.
No. Why would it be? It's devaluing right now. That's why. That's what inflation is.
I understand that, but how would it not?
Because it's now you're switching to this thing that is based. The value of the dollar is based on a finite amount of this thing, this physical asset.
Yeah. Yeah, and that physical asset doesn't exist.
Yes, it does exist.
Not to the extent that we're actually doing.
Like, you don't know that.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like you're not getting what I'm saying, and that's okay, because I don't understand completely what I'm saying. But, like, again, if all this money is circling with $1 million of gold in our bank right now, and we're okay with that, right? Like, and we're not, it's not really okay. If we have $1 million in gold and there's $100 million in cash, right? Like, how do you just take that, all that cash, and just say, well, now it's worth that $1 million in gold? Like, that's not how it works. Like, because what's stopping you from printing another $100 million?
You just don't print.
But what if they did? That's the point. What if they did?
And when you're based off a finite substance that represents the amount that your money, your monetary asset things are worth, you can't print money because you don't have the assets to cover it.
We don't have the assets to cover what's out there.
Exactly. That's why it's going to fail.
I think I get you. So you say, hey, from here going forward, we're not going to print anymore. Whatever money is out there, dollar, is the set amount in the world. Now we're going
American
to try
dollars.
To calculate
American yeah, dollars because there's already other countries that are doing this and they're working on their own currency. There's already countries that are switching away and doing
this. That's not the same thing.
It's exactly the same fucking thing. What do you mean it's not the same thing?
It's not the same thing because they're creating a whole new thing. Like they're creating
what the fuck do you think we would end up doing?
They already have currency and they're creating a new thing. Like they have their set.
What do you think we'd be doing? We're getting away from the Federal Reserve, going back to the gold standard. We'd be creating the American dollar.
It doesn't take away the fact that, like, you still, let's say you have 100,000 in your account and I got 20,000 in my account. Like, it doesn't change the fact that that could go away. It doesn't. Like, at all.
I don't know how that end of it works.
I'm telling you,
if they switched back to a gold standard, we all wouldn't be living in ditches.
Ooh, I don't think so, man. I don't think so.
Look up the Nixon shock.
I don't
Nixon shock.
What is that?
Yep. You don't have to do it right now. I'm just saying.
What is it?
It says the Nixon shock was a series of economic measures undertaken by the United States President Richard Nixon in 1971 in response to increasing inflation, the most significant of which were wage and price freezes, surcharges on imports, and the unilateral cancellation of the direct international convertibility of the United States dollar to gold. So he canceled the direct international convertibility of the United States dollar to gold. And there's something called the Bretton Woods system of international financial exchange. He said that he did not formally abolish it, but it basically just didn't work.
In the 70s.
So whatever that means, he canceled some shit, dude. So we went over to, we got out of the gold exchange system.
Because it didn't work.
No, he did stuff. He did like repeated measures to make it not work.
He did.
And I don't really understand that. So you can go to Wikipedia and look it up yourself. But
I mean, it's,
yeah, we could go on this all night, dude. So, it's like, it's one of those things where it's like a what if scenario. You don't know.
Either way.
That's why it'd be good to talk to somebody who actually knew this shit.
Yeah. Either way. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Nobody here knows what I'm talking about, but I feel like I'm more right.
I definitely think you're the wrongest of all of us. That's for sure.
The wrongest.
I've thought about this a lot because we've, like I said, me and Chris have had like, and listen, I find it fun. I know that somebody's like, it's getting heated. It's not. I find it fun because like, I know where you stand on this.
Yeah.
And you know where I stand. So it's nothing new for us. But like, I'm in my head, I've thought about like the collapse and like the gold standard chain and how much we're spending. And I just like, you know, I don't know. I just don't see how, like, if you have a handful of something here, let's say cash, but let's say pebbles. And then you have this over here that means this. Okay. And we have a lot of this and we're just keep making more of this. Like when you start to take this away, gold, right. And actually go to what we actually have, not just what we are printing. Like, there's no way to keep this the same.
Exactly. That's the point.
I know, but the point, so yes. So if you're saying there's no way to change, like, that has to go down. Your account's going to go down. My account will go down. It will. There will never, they are, and you know this, Chris, the government.
Are you receiving printed money from the government? Every time they print money, is that just flowing into your account?
No, but it's all fake now. There's so much printed money that what we have is not real. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And it's
you
keep saying, well,
it's been not real for a long time.
I know, but you, exactly. You keep trying to say that, like, well, the government's different than what, no, it's not. It has all been fake for so fucking long.
Well, more longer than we've been alive.
Exactly. But my point is this all, this money that you have in your pocket right now is not based off of shit. And that is fact, bro. And so as soon as they base it off of something, that money does not exist anymore. And how do you possibly manage that when there's so much fake money? It's not like we're talking about, like, oh, we've only printed like twice the amount. No, we've printed hundreds of times the amount of what we probably have.
I doubt that.
There's a lot of money out there.
There's a lot of fucking money out there.
I know, but 100 times more than like we would have.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know about that.
Why don't we look at, we'll look at some examples, okay? We can, in the off show.
No, I agree. I agree. Listen,
we'll look at Germany. What happened? Because Germany, remember, they were like kids with barrels full of money because it was fucking, they're going to go burn it.
Yeah.
Like it was worth nothing. Yeah. So, like, what happened there? What did they go to? How did they get out of that for more importantly? All right.
Yeah.
It's like,
listen, I find it interesting, and that's why I get excited about this, because I just think it's interesting, because like we don't know, and I think that even if you talk to somebody, like, I feel like it's biased. You know, I'm like, one economist is going to think something totally different than another economist. You know what I mean? But I want to know, how much gold do we actually fucking own? Like, I would love to know. I'd love to see a fucking picture of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's really there? What was really, really
like
there?
Like United States own?
Yeah, I mean, like, if we're making our own currency, like, what can we actually base off? How much is actually there? You know, who gets to see that shit? That's what I want to know. Who gets to walk into a room, a fucking vault inside the Colorado Mountains?
I don't think it's ever been. I don't know the last time it's even been audited.
It hasn't been audited for
As of February 28th, 2021, this is coming from the Bureau of the Fiscal Service. Mm-hmm. This says, summary, gold bullion. Book value. Oh, boy, what is this? Is that $10 billion?
Yeah,
$10,920,429,099.
Yeah, mine's the one I'm looking at says 11.
Oh, totally. yeah, 11. Sorry, I didn't read the bold. I wasn't looking at gold coins, blanks, miscellaneous.
Yeah, miscellaneous shit.
Yeah, 11, so $11 billion in gold. That's United States.
Well, that's too. It doesn't say it's represented by dollars.
Book value.
I don't know what it would be represented by.
I guess it. Yeah, wait.
That would U.S. government to be gold in dollars, reserves, right?
Yeah.
Wait, 100. Yeah, 11 billion.
So if there's $11 billion in gold, listen,
I'm hearing
now the $1 that you have in your hand is worth a lot.
worth a chunk of gold, like whatever that chunk.
Yeah,
would be.
Now that it's one of the 11 billion. Now that $1 is worth a lot more than it was yesterday. Yeah. Because there's a limited amount
of money out there. But I mean, we send billions of dollars over to the fucking Ukraine.
But right? I feel like that's not even close, dude.
I don't, that's what it says.
We'll see. We shall see.
Who knows?
So I'm going to have to jump off here.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same with
me. It has been a good show. I know, like, as soon as I brought up the economy, we were going to go down this road.
It's okay, dude. I mean, listen, I would love to know. I'd love to hear multiple people's takes on it. I'd love to have three economists on there and find out, like, what are you worried about? What are you excited about? Is there anything, like...
Please, people that aren't live on here, like Patreon people, when you watch this or listen to this episode... Send us a comment or jump or leave a comment on YouTube and tell us how much dummies we are, or give us your take on what's actually happening.
I like Band's comment. He says, so you're saying that we spent 20% of our funds on Ukraine?
Yeah.
Make that make sense. All right, dude. Hey.
And Chris, come on. Let's be honest. 2% of our listeners are actually watching right now. At the end of the show, come on, dude. How many people add, like, the retention values?
Greg, it's good seeing you, man. Good seeing everybody in the chats. And sorry for the glitching. We'll try to make it better next time. You know what I'm saying?
We're all good.
See you guys.
Later.
Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.